Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon, 1 p.m., Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire at the 3820 H Street location, a fully involved shop area with the fire spreading rapidly to an attached garage and fifth-wheel trailer parked behind the residence. Fire personnel controlled the fire in about 30 minutes with full extinguishment within the hour. Additionally, they searched the structure and trailer for victims. All occupants had evacuated. However, a family dog perished in the fire. Two other pets were saved prior to the fire department arrival. Preliminary estimate of the damage says the damage is about $275,000. Yesterday morning, Eureka Police, Problem-Oriented Policing Unit served a search warrant at an apartment building in the 1500 block of 2nd Street, Eureka. Investigators detained half a dozen individuals in the apartment, including a 52-year-old male relative who arrived after they had secured it. The man was carrying a concealed digital gram scale with meth residue on it, drug use paraphernalia, and a pair of police-issue handcuffs with a key. He was detained but then released, pending further investigation. Two 11-year-old children were in the home. Due to the unsafe living conditions, Child Welfare Services took them into protective custody. Sunday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of a physical altercation in progress at the 2800 block of Lindstrom Drive, Eureka. The caller told the dispatcher multiple suspects entered a residence and were hitting people with clubs. When deputies arrived on scene, they met with a 47-year-old man and a 56-year-old. Both were victims, bleeding from the head and facial areas. The injuries were non-life-threatening. Deputies interviewed the victims and witnesses who told them that three men entered the residence carrying a wooden shovel-handle baseball bat, homemade club attached to a metal pole, and a box cutter and metal ratchet. The victim and witness were able to positively identify one of the suspects as Joseph Donald Ray, a.k.a. Joey Ray. He is further described as a white male adult standing at 6'1", 175 pounds, brown hair, 46-year-old, from Eureka. Joey Ray is wanted by the Sheriff's Office for assault with a deadly weapon and violation of probation. Another assault case as the Sheriff's Office is investigating a stabbing that sent two people to the hospital, resulting in one man booked into county jail. Deputies responded to a residence in the 1900 block of Ridgewood Drive in Eureka Saturday afternoon. They found two victims, a 24-year-old man suffering from a head wound, and a 21-year-old female bleeding from stab wounds. Deputies soon identified the suspect in the incident, 44-year-old Richard Garnett, and located him hiding in an outbuilding near the scene. Garnett was roommates with the two victims, and deputies found signs of a violent struggle inside the residence. The victims reported that Garnett had hit the man in the head with a wine bottle and stabbed the female victim with a kitchen knife, a weapon that was recovered. Garnett was booked into county jail, felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon, and violation of probation. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Agents from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and officers from the Rio Del Police Department, they assisted with the State Narcotics Task Force with a search served at a residence in the 1000 block of Riverside Drive in Rio Del over the weekend. Officers detained 37-year-old Nikolai Erickson at the scene. A search of the home turned up more than 271-pound packages of marijuana, 40 more pounds of marijuana buds stored in pickle barrels, and more than $12,000 in cash. Another search warrant was being served at Erickson's residence as well as two parcels of property owned by Erickson near Dinsmore. There, officers found an outdoor grow where they report detaining nine people who were hired by Erickson to trim plants and seized more than 377 pounds of dried weed. The street value of the seized pot at all the sites was estimated at over $1 million. Erickson was booked into county jail on numerous charges related to growing, processing, and selling marijuana. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.